Here we are for now, let's enjoy the journey. Hi everyone, and welcome to Enjoy the Journey. This is Mars. I talk about video games, if that's your thing. Okay, it's been a long gap since my last episode. Actually, we've had this in the back burner for quite some time, but you know, life gets in the way. So life sort of gave me some leeway today. So I'm on break and I can finally work on our next episode. So it's Halloween season for now, but this game is not Halloween-y in general. Okay, but we'll talk about it more in a while. So in the tradition of Mars reviewing games that have been released for quite some time, here's yet another one that I've had. So this is not an unknown game to a lot of the Nintendo Switch family, or even if you are basically a Nintendo game user, you would know this game very well. It's Pokemon! Okay, so among the many different Pokemon games that have been out since it first came out on the Game Boy way back, we will focus on its latest venture for this year, which is to venture into the MOBA gaming setup. So the MOBA stands for Multiplayer Online Battle Arena, which requires real-time strategy and real-time getting to know how your other opponents and your allies think in the gaming battle system. So this game is called Pokemon Unite. Okay, so Pokemon Unite, our usual introduction, we give a little bit of what it's about. So originally, it was originally released on the Nintendo Switch back in July of 2021, but now it is already out for the mobile devices, so Android and iOS. Okay, so of course, it was developed by Timmy Studio Group and published by the Pokemon Company. Okay, so actually, this game has been every Pokemon player's dream game for a while. So if you're already used to the usual turn-based gaming style of a lot of the Pokemon games, this is a treat, okay, because we're not really used to seeing Pokemon battle. Actually, there are many, like Pokken Tournament, but these are offline or if ever online, but it's a one-on-one thing. This time, you get to play in a team of five. That's the basic team setup. So for those who are not familiar with MOBA gaming, there are actually many kinds of games who follow this setup. So if you're familiar with that, Pokemon Unite should not be any different. So the gameplay of MOBA is you form a team online, of course, whoever's available at that time, regardless of your location around the world, and you battle against another team of random players, or if they are really, they could fix their team up, then well, good luck to you. And then you try to, of course, battle through the game within a certain time limit, earn points by doing some doing some basketball kind of dunking points into certain key towers, wherein you have to give an X number of points in order to destroy the tower up until you get to the main tower, which is right in front of your base. And of course, the more points you get to put on the towers, the more chances you win. Okay, so what's nice about this is, of course, they adapted the unique Pokemon style, which is you evolve your Pokemon from your basic form all the way to the highest possible form the game allows you. Usually it's only two to three evolutions depending on the Pokemon you've chosen. Now, of course, when I started out this game, since it was on the Switch, most of the players that I played are those who also own Nintendo Switches. So my gameplay back in those days when it was exclusively for the Switch was, I guess you could say, safe. I wasn't stressed out. I wasn't as angry. I knew how to play the game. Even if I was playing with people who didn't know how the MOBA setup gameplay was, it didn't stress me out as much. But the moment the game was released on the mobile and you have all these other players who use mobile to play Nintendo, to play Pokemon Unite, suddenly the gameplay switched. And thankfully, I come from a place where the MOBA gaming scene can be a bit, how should we call it, chaotic. Really bad if you're really not used to it. They are really, what am I allowed to say here? They're very ruthless when it comes to their games and really no holds barred kind of thing. And they gang up on your one itsy bitsy player. They don't, well, of course, there's no such thing as playing fair in a way because that's their style. And it is quite different from the way the Switch players would play. So, gave me a couple of days to really mope a bit because that was like 5 consecutive losses that I got after I returned to the game because I sort of took a hiatus from the Nintendo. I guess I got a little bored. And then when I found out that the mobile setup was out, I came out and tried it. And of course, I got slaughtered on my first day. But after that, I sort of, okay, so that's how you think. All right, let's rewire that gaming mindset. Let's go back in Mars. And now, of course, it's still a mix and match of wins and losses, but it's good enough for me. At least I'm enjoying and I get to earn bonus points whenever I win. Okay? So, what's unique about these games these days, these online games, is that they, of course, have seasonal promos. So, this time, since it's Halloween, they have seasonal items that you can get. So, it's Halloween base, so Halloween pumpkins, Halloween costume, Halloween backgrounds, Halloween poses. So it gives you something to look forward to. So every time you play, you earn X number of Halloween points and you can exchange it for that. And like any online game, there it's free to play when you download it. But of course, if you want the really good stuff, the usually costumes or rare Pokemon that is not available right away, you have to pay, of course, in real currency. So, or you play so much that you're able to earn the online sub-currency and use it to exchange. But there are really some that are exclusive for pay-to-play players. Okay, so what I like about the Pokemon Unite is, of course, you get to battle Pokemon in a real MOBA setup, so that's cool. Okay, you get to use the same... what do you call that? What do they call it? I'm not a Pokemon geek, so I don't really know these terms. abilities. So you use the same abilities, you unlock the same ones when you play. Okay. They only have a limited amount of Pokemon, so they don't have the whole caboodle of Pokemon from Gen 1 all the way to I don't even know what gen we're in already. And I usually have a go-to player. So depending on what I unlocked, based on the number of points I have, that's the Pokemon I use. Of course, the better Pokemon are the ones that you unlock later on into the game. So you can also form teams or guilds. They have a different term for it, but you can form a guild. So I'm part of one. They're also my guildmates from another online game I play. And we can team up and play together against some random set or some teams that really have a fixed member set. So my current go-to is Greninja. I like his double take, the thing where he divides into three, that ninja skill. Okay, it's my favorite, and he's long range, so I can walk from behind the melee Pokemon or the melee characters. But my first favorite is, it's a bird Pokemon. I forgot its name. Like I said, I'm not a Pokemon geek, so these things slip. And then after that was the Alolan Ninetales. And then after that is there, the Greninja. I have a Pikachu, but I'm still getting used to his gaming style, his battle style. Okay, and I'm not used to the support Pokemon there. I'm still getting used to it. So there are different, like in any MOBA game, Pokemon is also, you can rank up. So of course, if you rank up, you get more opportunities to battle more interesting gamers, those who are really into it, who knows a different strategy. And then if you just want a casual game, you also have casual. And you have your mini quick games. They call it the quick game. So the standard game and the ranked game are usually 10 minutes long, but the quick game is only 5. And depending on the week, they change battle arenas, and they also change the number of game player. So for now, since it's the season of Halloween, we are using a certain Halloween themed game arena, which is also for a group of four. And you don't get ranked for that, if whether or not you win. So it's a nice, quick, casual game, as we call it, to play if you just want to get your brain out of whatever you're doing and just get into just one round of games. So 10 minutes, 5 minutes, depends on what you're into. And then put down your Switch right after, or put down your mobile game. That's the beauty of casual games. You don't have to stay long. But of course, as fate loves to play a trick on us, right when you're in the middle of that 5 or 10 minute game, that's when errands or things get told you, like Mars, take out the trash, Mars, do the dishes, Mars, someone's at the gate. So I'm like, yeah, sure. And of course, like most MOBAs, if your character's idle for too long in session, you get deducted, you get docked points for that. And of course, that can ban you indefinitely from the game until you've learned your lesson. So there, that's our episode 3. I love playing this when I have nothing else. You're in that moment where you say, what am I going to play today? Pokemon Unite. And then after that, okay, I'm done for the day. Of course, you get rewards for playing more than once, but of course, that is to each his own. Okay? So, features for now. Seasonal stuff. Of course, it's my first time since the game just came out recently. It's free to download. It's online there. Unfortunately, you have to play it online if you really want to play against other online players. But they do have an offline mode. It's just not as fun. I tried it, but it's not as fun. You can tell you're playing against the computer. But it's as challenging. I had a hard time with that one game I played. Okay, so it's you don't know who you play against, depending on what time of the day you play. And of course, depending on your level and rank, you're only given a selected number of Pokemon. But as you rank up and as you earn points, you can buy those Pokemon or exchange your points for that Pokemon. And even the Pokemon outfits, because they're really cute in the outfits. Okay? So far, my Pokemon are all plain. I don't have an outfit because I'd rather spend on held items, the ones that help us in-game. I'm more function over form for now, okay? But I really want that Halloween background and that Halloween costume for my avatar. Yeah, you can also customize your avatar if you want. And that is our very quick episode number 3. Well, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to see you around in our next episode. I already have one again in my head, so hopefully this break will allow me to get my backlog of podcasts in before the year ends once again. So thank you so much for listening to this rambling of Mars Gamer Doodle, and I'll see you in the next episode. Happy Halloween, happy El Dia de la Muerte, All Saints, All Souls, or whatever other activities you have for the end of October. I will see you next time. Bye. Bye-bye.